Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Adam Jones. It's not his fault.
Now, we like him. It's not his fault he is who he is.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Hey, I got Elliot Wolf right here. He's gonna talk to you.
Drake, Elliot Wolf. What do you think, man? You excited?
Behind the scenes footage. Last night at the NFL draft, Elliot Wolf calling up Drake May. Now, many people have heard and played that clip. The Patriots tweeted it out last night. I don't know if everyone has heard the other side of that conversation. We have exclusive audio. From the other side of that conversation, which we'll get to here coming up.
Why are you laughing, Arcan?
I think it'll be a fun listen.
I can't wait.
Rude. Ryan spent a lot of time tracking down the other side of that conversation.
Big time digging.
So we'll get to it here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Our draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, Greater Boston and Cape Cod's choice for home heating oil delivery, and expert HVAC product and services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Also by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and by McCormick Spices. We're going to talk to Tommy Curran at 3:30, get his thoughts on this pick. I don't think he's wild about it. We'll also get his thoughts on what the Patriots are doing at wide receiver. Are they in on Deebo Samuel? He wanted A.J. Brown. He signed with the Eagles. Curran also reported last night before Schefter, the Patriots want it known. They called it about Justin Herbert. They want that known. And so Curran had this report first last night. They called about Justin Herbert. So what do you make of that? That's at 3:30. We'll also get Dan Orlovsky's reaction to the Patriots selecting Drake May. That's at 4:30, so stay tuned for it with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can still vote in our big question of the day. And the takeaway is almost 60% of you want Drake May to sit the whole year behind Jacoby Brissett, 58%. 21% are with me, start him day one. You don't want to watch Jacoby Brissett, which is the right answer. 20% are with Arcan and Mego in the middle, 50-50 with Brissett. You can vote there. Meanwhile, what's the other side of that conversation sound like? We heard on the video the Patriots tweeted out, Elliot Wolf, which we just played you, he passes the phone to Jerod Mayo. You get Robert Kraft in there as well.
That's a call in a lot of favors on this one.
But Ryan actually dug this up. This is almost like in the Dynasty, where you had never really seen the other side of Brady on the phone call. You had seen the team calling him, but you'd never really seen the other
that
side.
That took like 25 years to get.
Yeah, this is almost like that, except Ryan did it in less than 24 hours. Let's hear how the other side
what
of that
What do you
call
think, man? You excited? All right, we're gonna send it in here.
Drake, how's it going, man? This is Cam Williams from the Patriots. What's going on?
I've been calling y'all people better than a month now. I grab back y'all every time that Daniel Dog Cross he started yapping at y'all.
Hey, I got Elliot Wolf right here. He's gonna talk to you.
Nobody answered. You called. How you supposed to come out and do anything about that dog?
Drake, Elliot Wolf. What do you think, man? You excited?
Man, it ain't all complicated, you know, man?
All right, we're gonna send it in here. Here's Coach Mayo. Congratulations, man.
I tell you what, man, you want to get a flying cow, man. You go blow it up.
Drake, how you doing? Gerard.
Man, I tell you what, about it ain't gonna mean in life, man. It's like this, man.
He's like a butterfly flapping his wings deep down in the forest, man. They're going to cause a tree fall like 5,000 miles away.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Hey, so happy.
You know, if the baby's born into this world, and they don't got any friends, got no, nothing but to go come in and like, find out all about them, all the evil, man.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So happy for you and your family. And, you know, this is your day, right? This is your day, and I'll see you tomorrow. And, hey, just take it all in. Just take it all in and be present. Don't worry.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old onion soup powder, man. You put that little bit of that, you don't need no grilled onions, man. Man, see, like, Drake. You don't need no, man. What you going to, it's like,
Drake. Yeah. I know that,
Beat it the hell up.
You're a family of Tar Heels, huh? I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Man, you can't be out of that, man. That dang old cocktail waitress, man. Oh, there's two of them, man. I could find out their roommates, man. A dang old double boing.
Oh, he hung up. That's uncomfortable.
I mean, great work. Great work by Ryan. How'd you even, what favors did you have to call in to get that? That's incredible.
I can't, listen, I can't talk about the lengths I had to go to get that tape. It was a lot of work.
Telling
your boss to speed it up on the phone is, I mean, that's big you-know-what energy.
I
like when he started talking about the butterfly effect. Yeah. That was, like, very deep from Drake.
No. It's, I mean, look, it's a, it was a big...
He's like a butterfly flapping his wings deep down in the forest, man. It's going to cause a tree fall like 5,000 miles away.
Let's go.
Let's go, man. I'm with you. So, no, it was a big night for him. It's a night to get philosophical. He was in his feelings last night. I saw a video of him and his brothers. He was about ready to cry, and they made him laugh. And so, you know, he was in his feelings a little bit.
I'm about ready to cry.
But we're going to need a, we might need a Drake May translator when we talk to him.
Yeah, the baby's born into this world, and they don't got any friends, got no, nothing but to go come in and like, find out all about them, all the evil, man.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking to him on Monday.
Mago's going to have to be, she's the closest thing to a Southerner that we have on this
show.
So
I can understand like 85%. There's a 15% that gets a little lost.
There's a couple that we're going to play later on in the show that, I was very entertained by last night. I was very entertained
but
by
I
some
think
of these answers.
When we're in person and we can lip read, that'll help.
I don't know if Monday's in person.
We'll see. I'm talking about in general.
Yeah, when the season starts. Yeah. Well, you guys want Jacoby Brissett to start, so we're not even going to be talking to Drake May the way you guys want this to go.
I know. But I'm thinking in the far future. The yeah. 50%.
Great.
Once so in a while.
50% of the time, we understand him 85% of the time.
Beat it the hell up.
So there you go. By the way, did you notice that video they tweeted out? They like immediately edited Robert Kraft. Like immediately.
I noticed it when you pointed out. There was like a jump cut.
Yes. Like an immediate edit. They're like, oh, Robert's on the phone. Hang on. Edit it out. Edit out whatever he just said. Because Robert keeps sticking his foot in his mouth every time he's in front of a microphone. I noticed that. I also noticed the picture of the Patriots tweeted out last night.
Yes. Jonathan the Milford man in the background. Can always tell a Milford man.
Tucked away in the corner. It's like Robert front and center, Elliot Wolf front and center, Mayo's up there, all the scouts are up there. Jonathan's like barely even in the door. Don't worry, guys. He's not pulling the strings. He's barely in the corner.
What do you think, man? You excited?
Man, it's dang old complicated, you know, man?
Oh, he really is Buster Bluth in this.
Yeah, you can always tell a Milford man.
Yeah.
617-779-7937.
Shall be neither seen nor heard.
Let's go back to the phones. Billy's in Taunton. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, I want him to sit because, like, our team isn't, like, good right now, and I just want him to sit so we can see what it looks like with the new GM and everything. I don't want to screw up the kids with, like, the first year.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to screw him up. He was compared to Josh Allen. Josh Allen supposedly couldn't play right away. He did, and he wasn't even that good. People think he was, like, horrible his rookie year. I think he was better than you remember. And Mego has a good theory on this. We're just so snobby about quarterback play because we got to watch Brady here that we didn't realize, you know, the growing pains of a young quarterback at that time. And so I don't think he was as bad as you might remember, but if you thought he was terrible his rookie year, fine. Did the Bills ruin him? They ruin him by playing him?
No.
How about Justin Herbert? He was supposed to sit a year, and then Tyrod Taylor got stabbed in the lung, and he played, and he was fine. Let me give you another alternate.
Did those
here.
Guys join historically bad offenses, though? I mean, I think that, I mean, that's the, my problem.
I don't know. I mean, were the Bills a good offense?
Were they one of the historically bad
ones? I don't know, Arkin. They
averaged
pretty,
under 14 points a game. I don't think they
pretty,
were.
They had some pretty bad offenses.
They may have, but I don't think they were that bad. Like, last year, that was a special bad team last year.
Okay, fine.
Offensively, that was a special bad team.
I don't disagree.
I'm worried about putting a rookie into that.
Get him a receiver at 34.
And they got worse in the offseason.
They need an offensive
How good
line.
Was Houston's offense going into last year? They played Stroud right away.
Probably better than the Patriots.
Okay. It wasn't good. The Bills probably weren't good. I don't remember off the top of my head. At least the Chargers had some weapons in Herbert's defense. But, like, you brought up RG3. Oh, well, did the Commanders ruin him? Well, you can get a guy hurt. Twitch chat pointed this out, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. The Patriots sat Garoppolo for how many years? And he couldn't make it through a game and a half. That guy sat. He was made of glass. So you can either play or you can't. You can protect him if you want to. But that's just delaying finding out whether or not they can play. In my estimation, I'd play him day one. 617-779-7937. Let's hear Elliot Wolf. Did the Patriots entertain any trade calls last night? Elliot Wolf, number one.
We had some conversations with other teams, but ultimately we felt like Drake was the player that we wanted, and we had the opportunity to get him. The trade offers, I don't say they were constant, but there were different points throughout the process where there were trades, but all along we knew we were in a unique opportunity here to get a quarterback that we liked, and we were obviously able to do that.
Let me translate. I was ready to listen to some trades, but Jonathan said we're not trading the pick.
No trades.
Here's Wolf number four on their conviction, and I believe you'll also hear when they decided to make the Drake May pick.
If we don't... Earlier comes, draft two, just suddenly had Washington taken Drake at number two, you would have been comfortable taking Jay Daniels as even the third pick?
You know, that wasn't really something that kind of came up. We knew a long time ago that Washington was going with Daniels, so we were able to, you know, make our pick, and we're really happy about that.
How long ago?
Weeks.
Weeks! He just said weeks ago they made the decision. You're shaking your head. You don't believe that.
Well, no, I'm shaking my head because it's annoying because we played the sound where he lied to Patriots.com and said he didn't have a great feeling about what Washington was doing.
That too. He also said last week at his media availability leading up to the draft, we're open for business. And so either he's lying.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm okay with. You can lie to us. That's
okay.
Fine.
Well, he didn't lie to us. He lied to Patriots.com.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like us, like the general us, the whole region. He lied to the whole region. Mm-hmm. He lied to the whole league. I'm fine with lying.
You
that's
lied
okay.
to the guy in the chair.
Yeah, that's fine with me. You lied. Great.
Or
good,
gal.
Good for you. You got away with it. Good job. Or they are lying now. I mean, there's a lie in there somewhere. Either they're lying and they didn't have the pick weeks ago, or they were just lying so that no one knew who they were taking at three. And I think they're trying to sell. I think they're lying now. When they say they made the decision weeks ago, I think they're trying to sell the pick after they've made it. That's what I think. Oh, we always had conviction. Oh, we made this plan for weeks and weeks and weeks. I like him. I've always liked him. I've had him number one in the draft since November. But I'm not sure they were as sold as they're trying the sell job to be right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, that just plays out by the rumors that were out there. And I think that, you know, some of them may have been exaggerated. Some of them may have been people creating content. I understand that. But I don't think that there would be that much smoke in the idea of we're open for business, along with them all saying that, too, in the microphones broadcast to America. I don't think that would happen if that really wasn't the case. As far as the trade offers, the Raiders and the Vikings both offering, that's what Rap Sheet said, right? It was the Raiders and the Vikings. So if it was the Vikings, I'd love to know if there was a player involved. But the Raiders, if they had made a trade with the Raiders, they'd have Bupkis. The Raiders didn't get a quarterback. They were all gone
Correct.
By the time the Raiders picked. So, I mean.
They drafted a tight end
smart,
highly
I guess,
for the
not
second
to do
year
that.
In a row.
Yeah, maybe that ended up being a blessing in disguise for the Patriots. I would have taken the Vikings pick for sure, but I definitely would have reconsidered now that I see the Raiders didn't get anything.
617-779-7937. Do you believe they were sold on him? Elliot Wolf said they made the decision weeks ago. I'm not so sold on that, but you can jump in. Meanwhile, how do they plan to support Drake May? Arcan said the offense is terrible. We want them to trade for a receiver, though I'm not holding my breath. Short of that, I'd like a receiver at 34. How do they plan to support him? We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.